Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bava Metzia Daf Yud Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option available on the sidebar of our home page, and then go to Option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah that you will find on the lower half of Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah describes finding different types of documents, and the issue then concerns, as we've been discussing in our recent shurim, the issue of returning them to the owner. Motza gite noshim, a person found a divorce document. Vishuchure avodim, those are documents that through which a heathen slave is set free. Daitiki, those are documents that indicate a person in the throes of death was issuing his will, his distribution of his property. Matona, a document of a gift, a document indicating that through this document, property is transferred through a gift. Veshovarim are receipts. Hare ze lo yachsir. In all of these cases, you don't give them back. Why not? Why wouldn't you give it back to the owner? Shani Omer, I suspect ksuvin hoyu v'nimlach aleim shelo litnon. They were written up with the intention of giving them, but then the individual decided not to give them. For example, a man drew up a divorce document. Are you going to give it to the woman who was the supposed owner of the divorce? So our Mishnah tells us, no, the husband may have drawn up that divorce document, but never gave it to her. By giving it to her, she'll be able to represent herself as a divorced woman when in fact she's still married. And likewise with regard to the rest of the documents, as the Mishnah says, they may have been written up but never presented to the expected receiver. The Gemara now infers from the Mishnah, Taima, the reason that we don't give these documents back to their, we'll say, respective owners, the Nimlach Shelo Litnon. There was a decision on the part of the one who drew up the documents. He decided not to give them. For example, the gift. Person drew up a document indicating that he's giving a gift to so-and-so, and he decided not to give it. Ha'omar tenu noisnin. However, we can infer that if the one who drew up these different documents said, give it, and after it was found, the husband was consulted with, and he says, yes, give it to her, I divorced her, or the receipt was... The person who received the money says, yes, give the receipt to the one who paid it. So if that would be, we would give it to the owner or the expected receiver of those different documents. Vafilu Isman Ruba, even if they were found after lying around for a long time. Rashi says, Ha Omar Tnu. Achshav, if he says now, give it, then noisnim afilu nimsa lizman ruba mishenofal. Even if they were found a long time after they fell, velo chayshinon, and we don't suspect shema get acher hu, the divorce document, for example. maybe our Gemara is telling us we don't suspect. Maybe the get came from another man who divorced his wife, Shishmoisem Shavin, Umay Adam Acher Nofal. I'm going to give it to a a man here with the name, with his name in it, and the woman's name is the same as this man's wife, maybe it came from a, maybe the get fell from a different couple altogether. We don't suspect that. So we just took our Mishnah and drew an inference from the Mishnah that had the author said give the document to the respected receiver, we would give it even if it was lying around for a long time. Now, with that in mind, the Gemara raises a contradiction. It raises a contradiction from a Mishnah source. Generally speaking, in our Gemara markings, Daf Yomi Shurim, we refer to Tanaic sources by that term, Tanaic. In this particular sugya, there is value to making a distinction between a Mishnah source and other Tanaic sources, like Brisa sources. In this case, we have our Mishnah and the inference we drew from it, and we have a seemingly contradictory Mishnah source in Maseches Gittin. And it, how does it read? Hamevi get v'yavan ameno. A person is has been appointed an agent to convey a get, and it got lost from him. Motzoi la'alter kosher v'im la posel. If he found it immediately, then he can continue on his journey, assuming that that which he found was the get that he was entrusted with. He found it immediately after it fell. However, v'im lav, if he didn't find it immediately, puzzle, it's invalid. Maybe what you found after it fell from you a while ago, what you found is not the document, not the divorce document you were entrusted with. It's from another man who's divorcing his wife with the same names as the couple you were charged with. So in our markings, you can see we've dashed, underlined the contradictory points. The inference from our mission is the time factor of its lying around is irrelevant. And according to the Mishnah in Gittin, it's very relevant. On the side of our Gemara, we have a topic heading in Osei, which we've indicated also goes until Daf Yud Tes Omer Aleph. So this topic will preoccupy us for the balance of this year. Moso get shenofal midei hashaliach. A person found a get that fell from an agent conveying the get. Haim yochol lahamshich. Can the agent continue im get ze, with this get, assuming that it's the get he received from the husband to convey to the wife? O yesh lachshei shema nofal meacher. Or maybe there's room to suspect it fell from someone else, just Sam Shavois, where their names are the same as the names of the couple you were charged with. We have the 2 points, Motzo L'Alter. What is the din if you find it immediately? Motzo L'Achar Zman. What's the din if you found it only after a while? If, in other words, it was lying around for some time. We presented in our Gemara a contradiction between our Mishnah, and that means the inference from our Mishnah, versus the Mishnah in Gittin. The diamond that you see is explained under our Mivneh heading, Chuvos Liashiv Stiris. These diamonds introduce resolutions of contradictions. Lefi Rabbah, the resolution is Bein Shnei Mishnayis, Mishnosenu Mishnah B'Maseches Gittin. That's Rabbah's role, and he's Roman numeral number 1. On Amud Beis, you'll see Rabbi Zeira, and he is featured as Roman numeral number 2. And he comes to resolve a contradiction between the Mishnah in Gittin and a Brisa. In other words, Rabbi Zeira does not deal with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't appear on the scene as being contradicted by other sources. That's as far as Rabbi Zeira's approach. The Gemara will highlight why is it that Rabbah raises, or why is it that Rabbah deals with a contradiction between two Mishnah sources, whereas Rabbi Zeira doesn't feel that that is the problem that needs to be resolved. according to Rabbi Zero, just to repeat, he comes to resolve what appears to be a contradiction between the Mishnah and Gittin that we already have seen, and a Brisa source. That having been said, we now turn back to our Gemara. Omar Rabba, Lo Kashya. There's no contradiction. Kan b'mokim shasheyoros mitzuyos, kan b'mokim shein hasheyoros mitzuyos. Depends on other on additional circumstances in each case. If you lost the get, you're the agent to convey the get, you lost it and found it in an area that shayoros mitzuyos. Shayoros mitzuyos means literally your caravans are common. We can say there's a lot of traffic. If you found the get, you lost it and recovered it in a place that there's a lot of traffic, then we're insistent on your having found it immediately in order for you to be able to continue on your mission of conveying the get. If you're in a place where there is very little traffic, then even if it was lying around for a while until you recovered it, you can still continue on your mission. I think it's fairly obvious that where there's a lot of traffic, that increases the chances of the get that you eventually find as having really come from someone else. Therefore, if you recover it immediately, you don't have to worry about that, even if there's a lot of traffic. However, if it's been lying around for a while and it's in a place where there's a lot of traffic, that statistically increases the possibility that it came from someone else. So unless you find it immediately, you can't continue on the mission. Now we continue in the Gemara with a point that Rashi tells us is not Rabba speaking, but it's the Gemara adding information that's essential for, we'll say, understanding Rabba, that without which we would end up with a contradiction within Rabba. So the Gemara adds the following important information. V'afilu b'mokom shasheres mitzuyos, even where there is a lot of traffic, and we suggest that there we're going to be limited in our we'll call leniency in allowing the agent to continue. V'hu shehuchsiku shnei Yosef ben Shimon b'irachas. It would we have this, we'll say, this restriction on immediate recovery only if two people with the same name are in that community. In the community where the get was written up. In other words, not only did you lose and recover the get in a place where there's a lot of traffic, but in the community where the get was drawn up, there are two couples with the same names. The couple that you were charged with, man gave you the get to bring to his wife, and another couple with the same names. So if you combine those two, we'll say, negative factors, then, and only then, are we going to insist on the agent recovering the get immediately in order for him to continue on his mission of delivering the get to the woman. Notice we have a bracketed section. On this side, we have a starred note, Tam HaSagrayim, the reason for these brackets, Ad Kan Muvashitas Rabba, up till this point, Rabba's opinion has been presented. The Lo Bo'inan Motsoi Le'alter, the requirement of immediate recovery of the lost get, is unnecessary. That requires unnecessary. Elin Ken Yesh Tarti L'Reyusa. Only, it's necessary only if you have two negative factors. One, Shayoros Mitzuyos, that there's a lot of traffic. And number two, V'huchsuku Shnayim Im Oysa Shem, and there are two couples with the same names. B'soch HaSograyim, within the bracketed section, HaGemora Me'ira, the Gemara points out, De'i lo teima hochi, if you don't say this, namely, that Rabba's point of view is that you need only if there are two negative factors, only then will our immediacy requirement kick in. If you don't say thusly, Ella Bechada Reyesa Gamboy Lalter, rather, if you're going to claim that Rabbah's requirement of immediacy is applicable even if there's only one negative factor, Yastira B'divrei Rabbah will end up with a contradiction in Rabbah. The Besocha Sagrayim Nireh, within the bracketed section of the Gemara, we will see Shehitir Get Shenimtza Achar Zman Rubah Dehoya Rak Chado Reusa. We will see there that Rabbah allows the delivery of a get that was found lying around that was found after lying around for a long time in under circumstances where there was one negative factor. So you see that he doesn't have the requirement of immediate recovery in the case there's only one negative factor. So Rabbah here is saying that you need to have recovered immediately in order to continue on your journey. That requirement is only if there are two negative factors, because as we will see in the bracketed section, if there is only one of the negative factors present, Rabbah does not require immediate recovery. Achrei Sugrayim, after the bracketed section, Agumara Mivia Shiraba Posak Kishitasai. We will see that Rabbah rules in accordance with his opinion. V'hitilach ziket shenimtza achrei zman rubah beglal shelohoyu tarti l'reisa. He will allow, you'll see in an actual case that Rabbah allows the return of the get to the agent, though there was one negative factor. That's okay, that's Rabbah's opinion as we're presenting it. So structurally, as you can see, we have a bracketed section, and right after the brackets, if we skip for a moment, it says there on the upper part of Amud Beis, Avad Rabbah Uvda Bei Kisna Debubadisa Kishmaitse. Rabbah issued a ruling in a Bei Kisna. Now, Bei Kisna, there are two opinions as to what a Bei Kisna is, but it's a Kisna is flax. So it's either a place that flax are sold, or it's a place that flax are soaked. Flax are the raw material, it's a plant from which linens are made. So there's a soaking process that flax are subjected to in the production of linen. So we'll see there that Rabbah allows the return of the get to an agent in a particular incident that took place at a flax site. Why did he allow it? Because in that particular incident there was only one negative factor, and that does not deter Rabbah from allowing the agency to continue. Now let's go over the bracketed section. Four lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, "Di lo tema hachi." If you don't say thusly, namely, that in order for Rabbah to insist on immediate recovery, there would have to be two negative factors. If you don't say that, kashya de Rabbah de Rabbah, you'll find a contradiction within Rabbah. Dahu gita dishtakach beidino de Ravuna. There was an incident where a get was found in the court of Rav Huna. Davikosuv Bey, within the get, the following location was written. In addition to the names of the couple that are getting divorced, there's additional information written in a divorce document, besides the names of the couple, the date, and also the location. And in this get that was found in the court of Rav Huna, it said, Bishviri Maso de Arochis Nara. Shviri is the name of a place. Maso is the city, and the city of Shviri on the Rochis. Rochis is the name of a river. Nahara is a river. So that the divorce document found in the court of Rav Huna indicated that it was written up in that place, Shviri, on the Rochis River banks. Omar Rav Huna. Now, the reading of this line of Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, it's pointed out in Maseches Gittin, where the same Gemara appears. The note on the side of the Gemara printed in Maseches Gittin indicates that this is a question, that Rav Huna is raising a question. And with that additional information, it makes this much easier to understand. Where Rav Huna here is not stating his opinion, but he's raising a question. We continue at the top of Amud Beis. Rav Huna asks, Chayshinan l'shnei shviri, does one have to suspect that there's another place called Shviri on the banks of the Rachis River? Now, if we were to suspect that, then the lost get could not be returned, because maybe it's being returned to the wrong person, to the, we'll say, the wrong woman, because there was another woman that is in Shviri, in that other Shviri that we're suspecting may exist. The Omar Le Rav Chisda Le Rabba. Rav Chisda turned to Rabba and said, Poke Ayin Ba, go out and look into this question that Rav Huna is raising. De Le'urta Boi Minoch Rav Huna. In the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask it of you. He's going to consult with you. He's going to ask, how do you rule? How do you resolve this issue? Should we suspect that there's another place? The Rashi at the top of Amud Beis, Chayshinu L'Shnei Shviri, Afal Pi Shebo Echad L'Foneinu, even though someone came to us, V'Yomar, and he said, Mimeni Nofal, it fell, this get that you found, it fell from me. I was an agent to convey the get. Uploni hoya mashal choy liishto. So and so was sending it to his wife through my agency. The yaidin anu she'en shom b'shviri, and we know that in the shviri that I'm coming from, there are not shnei anoshim sheshmoisem shovin. There are no other couples with the names that are in this get. Chayshin and shem shvira cheres yesh. Should we suspect that maybe there's another shviri, v'yesh ba Yosef ben Shimon Acher, and there in that other shviri, there's another couple. Yosef ben Shimon is like John Doe. It's an arbitrary name. That there's another Yosef ben Shimon in that other shviri. Should we raise all of that as a suspicion, as something to concern ourselves with? Well, we continue in the Gemara, third line from the top. Nofak dok v'ashkach. Rabba went out, he investigated, and he found disnan kol maisa beizden hare ze yachzir. We've seen this quoted in our recent shiurim. It's quoted later on as well on Dav Chof. The Mishnah says that all maisa beizden, without getting into details and reviewing previous sukkahs, when the Gemara qualified that, but it says all court documents you can return to the owner. The court of Rav Huna in which the get was found in our particular Gemara. It's a place of a lot of traffic. It's like a place where there's a lot of traffic passing through. It's a busy place. The Kaposhet Rabba, and Rabba concluded from the source that he just cited, the Achzir, return it. Just because there's a lot of traffic, that doesn't deter us from allowing it to be returned, even if it was lying around for a while. Alma, we see from here, I Huchsuku Shnei Yosef ben Shimon in, only if you know that in the place that the get was written up, that there's another couple with the same names, then and only then do we require immediate recovery. Elo, if You don't have that additional factor of Huchsuku Shnei Yosef and Shimon by the mere fact that there was a there's simply a lot of traffic there. Then we don't have the requirement of immediate recovery. So now that we have shown that in order to understand Shitas Rava, you have to add the point that the Gemara added, that not only Shayoros Mitsuyos generates the need for Lalter, but the need for finding a Lalter would be only if in addition to Shayoros Mitsuyos you have Huchsuku Shnei Yosef and Shimon Birachas. If you have only one factor, like a lot of traffic going through, then even if it's not recovered immediately, like the story involving the Beit Dina de Rav Huna, the agency can continue. Continuing in the Gemara after the brackets, Ovad Rabba Uvda, that means Rabba issued an actual halachic ruling enabling an agent to continue after having lost and found the get, Bei Kisna de Pumbadisa Kishmaitse, in the Kisna site in Pumbadisa, in accordance with his opinion, Rabba's opinion, namely that if you don't have two negative factors, you don't have the La'alter requirement. So that in this Bei Kisna story, you have an agent that had recovered the get only after a while. It was lying around for a while, and Rabba ruled you can continue on your mission. What were the actual circumstances in that story? Ikav Yamri, some say, Hecha de Mizavni Kisna, that Bei Kisna was a place that Kisna, the flax, are sold. Vehu de lo huchsiku. It's a place that there was no awareness of another couple with the same names. Afal gav de shchichi sheyarto. Even though in that Kisna sale location there was a lot of traffic. Rashi, a few lines up from here, says hecha de mezavni Kisna, the shayaros mitzuyos. There's a lot of traffic passing through there. Lavoi veliknois. To go and buy flax there, Vahadre, and Rabba enabled the return of the get to the agent. Mishum de lo huchsiku shnei Yosef ben Shimon beir shenichtav ba, because in the town in which the get was written up, you didn't have two Yosef ben Shimons. V'lo chayshinon lomar, and here Rashi ties this into the section of Gemara we had before in the brackets. We do not raise as a suspicion Yesh Yir Acheres Shishma Kizu, that there is another city with the same names. So that, if you recall, Rav Huna had asked, should we be Choshe, should we suspect maybe there's another city in which you have couples with the same names? No, that far we do not Choshesh. The Ika Diamri, another version of the Bei Kisna in Pumbadisa incident, Hecha de Toru Kisna. The get was found in a place that flax are soaked. The Afal Gav de Huchsiku. Even though, according to this version, in the town that the get was written up, there in fact was another couple with the same names. However, de lo shchicha shayoros. This Hecha de Toru Kisna, the place that the flax was soaked, a place that was not frequented by the masses. In other words, a place that there was little traffic. So that even though in the original place that the get was written up, there was another couple with the same names, we don't have to suspect that the get that was recovered after a while in this Bei Kisna was from the other couple. And that the reason for our leniency is because there was very little traffic in this location. Rebbe Zera, Romi Masnisen Abraisa Omeshani. As opposed to the approach presented before, together with Rabbah, where a contradiction was raised between an inference from our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Gittin, Rabbi Zera takes a different approach. He raises a contradiction and then resolves it between the Mishnah in Gittin and a Braisa source, Umeshani, and he then answers it. So first the question, the contradiction. Tanan, on the one hand, it says, I maybe get the Avad Heimenu, an agent was conveying a get and he lost it. Mutso li alter kosher v'imlav puzzle. If he recovers it immediately, then he can continue on his mission. Kosher means it's acceptable. And if not, then if he didn't find it immediately, then it's invalid. He cannot continue with the found get, being that he didn't find it immediately, he cannot continue on his mission. We are suspicious that maybe it's someone else's divorce document. Veromini, and then we raise as a contradiction to that, Motza get isha bashuk. A divorce document was found in a public area. Bizman shabal moide yachshil isha. If the husband admits, yes, I divorced her, give it to her, then we give it back to the woman. Ein habal moide, the husband does not concede that he divorced her, lo yachsir, then you don't give it to the woman, lo lozeh velo lozeh, not to the woman nor to the man. Kotani miyas, it said in this source, bizman shabal moide yachsir lisha, under circumstances that the husband concedes that he divorced her, and that if the get fell from her, so give it back to the woman. What about a time factor? No, it's a non-issue. V'afilu l'zman meruba, even if it had been recovered after lying around for a long time. Now we've dashed underlined the key phrases. Above, we dashed on the im lav puzzle, meaning it wasn't immediately recovered. It becomes invalid. Suspicion that it's from someone else. Here, even with it lying around for a long time, things are still kosher. Umeshani, and Rebbe Zera answers, Kan b'mokam shasheres mitzuyos. Where do we require immediate recovery? Well, where it was found in a place that there's a lot of traffic. That's where the Mishnah in Gittin, the Mishnah source, kicks in. Where? Shayoros Mitzuyos. If you look on in the Gemara, you see standard Gemara style, even though we have it in brackets. The other sources, it says, Kan b'mokum shinashoros mitzuyos. Why do we have these five words in brackets? The reason for that is because what follows immediately, where it says Iko Diamri, Rabba, and then it says Iko Diamri, Aleph and Beis. We have two versions of what? These are two versions of the first Kan. We said in the Gemara, in order to resolve the two sources, so one source, the source that we require Liyater, B'mokum shayoros mitzuyos. It's a place where there's a lot of traffic. Tell me, is that enough of a negative factor to require immediate recovery? Did we not discuss that before within Rabbah? Under what circumstances did Rabbah require immediate recovery? Or under what circumstances is immediate recovery necessary in order for things to be kosher? According to Rabbah, we saw before, you would have to have two factors, two negative factors in order for us to then insist on immediate recovery. Frequent traffic and huchsuku Shemois. Huchsuku Shnei Yosef and Shimon Birachas. In addition to the frequent traffic factor, also the duality or the repeat of names in the location that the get was written up. Here, Rabbi Zera is speaking. Rabbi Zera is speaking and explaining the Mishnah in Gittin that says that things will be kosher only if there's immediate recovery. So he mentions, well, that's because there's a lot of traffic. What about is there an additional negative feature that would be necessary for us to insist on immediate recovery? So let's skip the brackets for a moment. Iko diamri, v'hu shehuchsuku delo nahader. In order for us to insist on immediate recovery, in addition to a lot of traffic, it would have to be also a case where in the original town there were two couples with the same names. Then we would not return the get unless we would not return the get to the agent unless he recovered immediately. V'hainu d'rabo, that is the same approach that Rabbo took when explaining when is it that we require immediacy. Iko diamri, there's another approach to Rabbi Zera that says, afagav delo huchsuku, even without the double name issue, lo nahadir, we will not return to get to the agent unless it's immediate. Upligo de Rabbo, that approach, this Bayes approach, is at odds with Rabbo. In other words, according to Rabbi Zera, the Mishnah in Gittin, it says it's kosher to continue the delivery of the get only if it's recovered immediately. That's because there was one negative factor. It's a place of a lot of traffic. Oh, if that's the case, then Rabbi Zera is not learning like Rabbo. And that's what the Gemara means when it says upligo de Rabbo. Let's go over the Gemara again. We skipped a few words. We have to understand how Rabbi Zera resolves the contradiction between the two sources. So we answered Umashani, we're going back reading the first Khan with the squiggle underline. Umashani Khan Bimokum Shasheres Mitzvios. The Mishnah Gittin that says you need to have immediate recovery, that's because it's a place, the get was found in a place that was a lot of traffic. The Braisa that didn't require immediate recovery, even if it was recovered after a while, that's because it was recovered in a place that there is not a lot of traffic. Iko diamri, referring back to the La'alter source, the Mishnah Gittin, that insisted on immediate recovery, v'hu shuchsuku, d'lo nahader. It's because there was another couple in the same town with the same names. And therefore, lo nahader means do not return the get unless you recovered immediately. V'hainu d'rabo, and that's in accordance with Rabbo's approach, that only if you have two negative factors, only then would we require immediate recovery, la'alter. Iko diamri, another version of the Mishnah and Gittin in accordance with Rabbi Zera, is afagav de lo huchsuku, even if there aren't two couples with the same names, lo nahader, we're not going to give it back to the agent unless it was recovered immediately. Upligo de Rabbo, and that approach is at odds with Rabbo. Bishlamo Rabbo, in looking over this entire sukkah, we say things are more easily understood according to Rabbo that introduced his resolution to contradictory sources in an attempt to resolve two Mishnah sources. That approach of Rabbo's Not like the approach of Rabbi Zera, lo omak Rabbi Zera. Why? Masnisen alim ole lakshuye. Mishnah sources The word alima means something of strength. In this case, it means that a contradiction between two Mishnah sources is a more serious matter worth raising as a contradiction, and hence the urgency of seeking a resolution. So Rabba was rising to the occasion of resolving a contradiction between two Mishnah sources, our Mishnah with its inference and the Mishnah in Gittin. So Rabba's approach is understandable, that he felt a sense of urgency to resolve something that's alima leilat shizim, that's a serious, literally a strong matter that needs to be resolved. Ella Rabbi Zeira offered a resolution to two sources, but not to two contradictory Mishnayos. My time alone, my Karabo. Why didn't Rabbi Zeira follow the approach taken by Rabba? Rashi points out that a brisa is not necessarily as authoritative as a Mishnah. Brises exist that may very well have not gone through the, we'll call it the official channels of guaranteeing authenticity of Tanaic literature, i.e. brises that were not alluded to by Mishnayos taught by Rebbe. So, as far as Rabba is concerned, there isn't a great sense of urgency of trying to resolve a brisa that seems to be contradicted by a Mishnah, because when such a situation arises, it might very well be that the brisa is simply not authoritative. Rabbi Zeira, as we already pointed out, isn't taking that approach, but rather he's saying that there exists a stira between the Mishnah Gittin and the brisa, as we learned, and did not feel that there was a contradiction between the inference from our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Gittin, in simpler terms. There's no contradiction in Rabbi Zeira's mind between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Gittin. Well, why not? So now we take a look at we continue with the Gemara. We read Ella Rabbi Zeira, my time aloma karaba. Why did Rabbi Zeira not take the approach of Rabba of trying to resolve the seemingly contradictory Mishnayos? Omar loch, Rabbi Zeira will tell you, the Mishnayos are not necessarily contradictory. In order to create a contradiction, you have to learn our Mishnah together with an inference from the Mishnah. But who says that the inference from our Mishnah is to be drawn like we saw with Rabba's presentation? Maybe there's a different inference as follows. Omar Loch, Rabbi Zeira will tell you, Mi Kotoni, does it say in our Mishnah, Ho Omar Tnu Noisnin V'afilu Lizman Maruba? Does it say all of that in the Mishnah? No, it doesn't say all of that in the Mishnah. There was room to infer that if the author of the document would have said to give it, then we would give it. That you can infer from the Mishnah. But who says even after a while? Dilma, maybe what you are to infer from the Mishnah is, Ho Omar Tnu Noisnim, if the author of the document said, give it to the receiver, then we would give it. La'olam kidekaim olon li'altar. But even so, only if it was recovered immediately. So according to Rabbi Zeira, our Mishnah here in Bava Metzia is saying that things remain kosher only if there's immediate recovery. And the Mishnah Gittin also says the agency continues only if it's recovered immediately. No contradiction whatsoever. Therefore, Rabbi Zeira took a different approach, and he said, when you can look at the Mishnah Gittin, which speaks about immediate recovery, And the brisa, which from which you infer, even without immediate recovery, things are kosher, that would be a contradiction. And Rabbi Zera resolved the two sources as we saw above. Now, we focus in on the second Ikar D'Amri that we had above, within Rabbi Zera. We have a little arrow to the side of the Gemara text. The second approach within Rabbi Zera was to present Rabbi Zera as a diverging opinion from that of Rabbah, that the la'alter requirement, the immediate recovery, is necessary even if there's only one negative factor. So now the Gemara continues. Leman d'omar l'Rabbi Zera, b'mokom shashers mitzuyos v'afagav d'lo husiku shnei Yosef ben Shimon upliga the Rabbah. According to the approach of Rabbi Zera that suggested that you'll have to have immediate recovery even if you don't have two couples with the same names in that location. Only even if there is only the heavy traffic factor, and Rabbi Zera would be at odds, would be against Rabbah. B'mai komiflegi, what is the basis of their disagreement? As you can see in the Gemara, we have several numbers running alongside the Gemara text. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Mivneh, structural note, where a double underline is employed. And these represent Havanais, understandings, B'moker, Kol Maisa Beis Din Yachsir. We cited this source earlier in our shiur today. You can see on the third line from the top, this source was cited. As we indicated, there are different understandings of that source, and as we go through the Gemara, they will come forth. So we're right now asking, what is the underlying point of disagreement between Rabbah and Rabbi Zera, once again assuming the second Ikar D'Amri approach to Rabbi Zera, putting him at odds with Rabbah. So Rabbah Sovar Dikotoni, that which is taught in the following source, Kol Maisa Beis Din Hare Ze Yachsir De Ishtakach Be Beis Din Askinon. The Maisa Beis Din documents that we return were found literally in the court. Beis Din Kemokum Shashos Mitzuyos, and courts are places that there's a lot of traffic. Vehu Shehuchsuku Lo Yachsir. In order for us to be deterred from returning it, unless it was found immediately, there would have to be, in addition to the frequent traffic factor, two people with the same names in that locale as well. Lo huchsiku, if you don't have that additional factor, yachsir, then, as the source said, the document can be returned, even if it was lying around for a while. And we emphasize and repeat, even though it was recovered in a place that there's a lot of traffic. So Rabbah's approach regarding that source is that it's speaking in a case where there's a lot of traffic. But that in and of itself does not deter us from returning the found item, even if it was lying around for a long time. You would have to have the additional negative factor of Uchsuku. Uchsuku Shnei Shemas. Uchsuku Shnei Yosef and Shimon Birachas. For Rabbi Zera Omar Loch. Mi Kotoni Kol Maisa Beis Din Shenimtsu Beis Din. In the source, does it say all the court documents that were found in the court? Doesn't say that. Doesn't say it was found in the court. Kol Maisa Beis Din Yachsir Kotoni. It says Maisa Beis Din, court documents are to be returned. Ulaoilom Dishtaka Havroi. But that's only if they were found outside of the courts, namely a place where there is infrequent traffic. Eina Shayos Mitsuyos. What's the point? Because if there were Shayoros Mitsuyos, namely if there was even that one negative factor, we would not allow the return of something that was lying around for a while. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, the source that says Kol Maisa Bezin Arezi Yatsir, Rabbi Yirmiya says Kegoin de Koamri Edim Me'olam Lo Chosamnu El Al Get Echod Shel Yosef Ben Shimon. If the witnesses that were signed on the found document testify that we signed only on one get with these names, so you can return it even if it's been lying around for a long time. According to Rav Yirmiya, the factors of Shayoros Mitsuyos, of we'll say additional negative factors, don't play a role if the witnesses that signed on testify that we signed only on one get with these names. So the issue of suspecting other names falls away, and the traffic factor is not an issue with respect to Rav Yirmiya. The Gemara asks, Ihochi mai lemeimra, if those are the circumstances that the witnesses are testifying that we signed only on one get with these parties' names in it, it's obvious that there's nothing further to suspect. Of course, give it back to the agent, even if it's been lying around a long time. Why does Rav Yirmiya, according to Rav Yirmiya, that the source that says you can give it back is speaking about circumstances like that, what do I need a source to tell me the obvious? Mahu detema. Well, without the source telling me give it back, and Rav Yirmiya's explanation, I would have thought lechush dilmo isrami shmo kishmo v'yedim keedim, that there's another couple that also got divorced with the same names, and witnesses on their document also had the same names as these witnesses. Komash molon. So what the source tells me, according to Rav Yirmiya, is that far we do not go in our suspicions, to suspect that maybe there was also a set of witnesses with the same names as these witnesses. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi also comes to resolve all the, we'll say, the seeming contradictory sources, and says, Kegoin de Ka'omar, if the agent said regarding the get that he lost and recovered, Nekev Yesh Boy Bitsad Ois Ploinis, he gives an identification mark in the document that was found, and he says, you know, the document that you found happens to have a hole in it next to a particular letter. If the agent can offer that evidence, that testimony, so give it back to the agent, even if it's been lying around a long time. And according to the Tosis Rid in Maseches Gittin, even if there's a lot of traffic, even if there are other people with the same names, if our agent can give a very specific type of identification mark, then the get that was found is the get that he was charged with, that he was employed in his agency. The Gemara now qualifies Rav Ashi's point as follows. V'dafka b'tzadeis plinis. In order for the agent to be granted the return of the get, even if it's been lying around for a long time, he would have to give a very specific, very detailed type of identification mark, like this example, like the hole is next to a particular letter. Avol nekev b'almolo. But for the agent to simply say that the get that I was charged with happened to have a hole in it, that would not be sufficient to enable the shliach to continue to have the get returned to him and continue in his agency, even if it was lying around for a long time. Ravashi misafkele simonim idoraisi derabon. Ravashi has a doubt whether identification marks that are not very specific, general identification marks, do they have a let's say a Torah level strength to them, or merely a rabbinic level strength to them? In dealing with a divorce, the delivery of a divorce document, you're dealing with a topic that is of a d'oraisa nature. It's of a Torah level severity. And as far as Rav Ashi is concerned, general identification marks as a means of returning an item, a lost item, might work only on a rabbinic level. But to ensure ownership on a Torah level, general identification marks are not enough. Therefore, Rav Ashi says, if you have what's called a simen muvhak, literally an expert or precise identification mark, that is already a different story, and we're able to rely on that as a sign of ownership, in this case a sign of the agent having been in possession of that get, even on a Torah level. But if it's a general identification mark, and we know that that functions in other areas, for example in the return of a lost article, there Rav Ashi says we will rely on a general type identification mark because you're dealing with the realm of mominous. According to Rashi, you can see that even though monetary matters are also of a Torah level, but there's an additional factor called hefker, bez, and hefker, that the rabbis have special jurisdiction over money matters, and they can declare that which is owned by Mr. A is now owned by Mr. B. So on money related matters, we have more flexibility, and we can rely even on general type identification marks to have lost items returned to their owner when you're dealing with a simple matter of objects. But when you're dealing with a divorce, that's a different realm of halacha. That's the realm of isur, of what's a ritual law. And there, in order for something that is of a, we'll say, Torah level severity, in order for us to grant ownership of the item, in this case the agent being able to recover the get, he would have to have been able to offer a highly precise, specific kind of identification mark. We continue in the Gemara. Rabo bar Barchano, we continue at the top of Daf Yudtes, Irchis legito be midrasha. He was charged with conveying a get. Irchis means he lost it. He was an agent, and he lost the get in a base medrash, and then it was found. Omar, and he declared, he is Rabo bar Barchano, who was an agent for conveying the get, then said, E simona isli begave. If a simon, identification mark, is sufficient for you, I have a simon in it. I have an identification mark to prove that the get that you found is the one I was charged with conveying. E tvius eino is li begave. Tvius eino means ability to recognize. You recognize it as your own, even without being able to offer a specific identification mark. Ahadrua nihale, the get was returned. They returned it to Rabo. Omar and Rabo said, Lo yodano, and I don't know, imishum simona adrua nihale, because sabri simonim doraisa.
And here we should point out that when Rabba said, I have an identification mark, he wasn't offering a very, very specific identification mark, what we called before a simen muvhak, but a more general type of identification mark. And in the story, we see they returned it to him, and he says, I don't know if their return was based on the general identification mark that I offered, because Savri Simonim Doraisa, and they hold that even general identification marks can, verify ownership even on Torah level matters. E Mishum Tvius Eino Adra Neali, or their return to me was based on my ability to recognize it. But if that's the case, if they were returning it to me because I said, yeah, I recognize that, that's the gift that I was given, the Dafkat Sum Rabbanan, then we would say that's a means of establishing ownership, of identification, only if you're dealing with a Tsum Rabbanan, a Torah scholar. Avol Inish de Alma Lo. But people from the general masses, their statement of, I recognize it to be mine, would not be sufficient. The Tosfos points out this distinction between a Torah scholar versus the general public is not suggesting that only Torah scholars have the ability to recognize items as theirs and the people in the general public cannot. After all, a person might have, let's say, hung up his coat on a coat rack, and there are many different coats on the coat rack. Someone comes after whatever event he was participant of and wants to take his coat. He takes his coat based on the fact he recognizes it. He can't necessarily give you specific identification marks, but he knows that's his coat. That's called Tvius Ayin. So in objective terms, everyone has the power of Tvius Ayin. However, well, if that's the case, then why would the Tvius Ayin method of return be limited to Tsum Rabbanan? We mentioned Tosfos, but first we'll look at Rashi. Rashi says on the third narrow line, V'davet Tsum Rabbanan, the muchzik lan bei de lo mishani bidbura. We know him to be someone that wouldn't lie. Mishani bidbura literally means to change his speech, but it means to tell an untruth. So a Tsum Rabbanan is someone that has a high level of trustworthiness, that wouldn't lie, wouldn't twist the truth. The Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, says the same thing. The second Tosfos on the page, Avol Inish Dam Olo, Meforsh Rabbeinu Tam, De Amor Etznami Islei Tvius Eino. Even the ignorant have the power of Tvius Ayin. Gemara Paraket Poshet, as the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Hai Man De Boy Vidushi Itso Lidbar Am Oretz Badei. A person who wants to offer marriage to a woman in order to identify her at a later point in time, it suggests to take along with you an amoretz, a member of the general public. He'll be able to help you later identify the woman as the one that you offered marriage to. V'hai de lo madrinon lei, that which we don't return lost items to an amoretz based on Tavius Ayin, Mishum Delo Mehemon, because he's not trustworthy. When it comes to matters of ownership, of personal ownership, in contrast with the Gemara Bava Basra, which wasn't dealing with a matter of personal ownership, when it comes to personal ownership of items, we don't rely on their word by their saying, by an Ama Oret simply saying, I recognize it to be mine. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.